You're with SBS Radio.
That's right, that history could be made. It looks likely that that's going to happen. The by-election day actually had a few twists and turns. Early on in the night, the weekend before, the election was actually called at 9 p.m. by the ABC election analyst, Anthony Green. She was declared the winner already. But then the result got very tight the following day when postal votes were counted. The vote actually went as close as 800 votes, but then in the days following, it increased again to 1,800 votes. Votes are still being counted, but it's basically understood that Karen Phelps will be the winner.
From what I understand at the moment, there is 1,700 votes for her extra. Yes. Still continue counting, but she's likely to win because now she's got 1,700 votes, more than
that's
Dave Sharma. Yes.
That's right. And she was in a very buoyant mood when we spoke to her. She told us she feels very honoured by the people of Wentworth that they put their trust in her. And she said it feels extraordinary to be the first Jewish woman elected to federal parliament. She said it's very important to have diversity in the Australian parliament. And she said the Jewish community in Wentworth has been very supportive of her campaign. She added that her Jewish values will serve as a guide in her new position, saying it's very important to have a spiritual framework. So now, she said, her three most potent issues that resonated during the campaign was the need for action on climate change, asylum seeker children on Nauru, and the removal of former Prime Minister and member for Wentworth for many, many years, Malcolm Turnbull, and I provided an alternative. She has reiterated her intent to allow the government, which is now in minority, of course, to serve its full term. Executive Council of Australian Jewry President Anton Block congratulated Karen Phelps as the likely first female Jewish federal MP, but he also offered his best wishes to the runner-up, Liberal candidate Dave Sharma, who of course was a former Australian ambassador to Israel. He said Sharma has many friends in the Jewish community. And Sharma also spoke to us following the by-election. Well, he said it would be unfortunate, he said, if the idea of moving Australia's embassy from Tel Aviv to Jerusalem is discredited because of the timing of Prime Minister Scott Morrison's announcement, which happened in the days leading up to the by-election vote. He reflected on tough Wentworth by-election campaign. He said he knew it was going to be very, very close. He said of the embassy idea, he doesn't think it helped his campaign, but he also doesn't know if it did any particular harm. He said the by-election, the ousting of former Prime Minister, was probably the hardest thing for him to overcome. Responded to criticism of Turnbull for not publicly endorsing him during the campaign. He did say that Malcolm Turnbull was helpful and supportive to him throughout the campaign, sometimes privately, sometimes publicly, and he appreciates that. But he did say if Malcolm Turnbull, quote, offered more during the campaign, more support, he would have happily accepted it, but he also understands the position Malcolm Turnbull was in. And he said he wouldn't rule out seeking pre-selection again. Of course, there'll be a federal election before November next year and as early as May. But he said he'll take the time to reflect on that and consult with his family.
We are talking to Shane Dziatnik, senior journalist of the Australian Jewish News, and you're listening to SBS Radio broadcasting around Australia with Nitza Lowenstein. Shane, Jewish victims and survivors of child sexual abuse were amongst the hundreds of like Australians who attended the national apology by the Prime Minister Scott Morrison and the leader of the opposition Bill Shorten at the Australian Parliament last Monday.
That's right. It was very emotional, and in fact, there were some tears shed by country's leaders during the delivery of that. Scott Morrison, the Prime Minister, said, for too many years, eyes and hearts were closed to the truth we were told by children, and for too many years, governments and institutions refused to acknowledge the darkness that lay within the community. Today, we reckon with our past and commit to protect children now and into the future. So in the gallery were many people who travelled especially to Canberra to hear this. Two of them were prominent members of the Jewish community. Dussie Ehrlich, who was allegedly sexually abused by Malcolm Leifer at the Adas Israel School in Melbourne, said she didn't have any expectations going to this apology, national apology, but she was overcome with emotion during it. She said the atmosphere of having 800 to 1,000 survivors in the same room, with all the anger, the grief, the memories and the pain together, solidified what the day meant to so many people. And she said the most emotional moment for her was when they spoke about those who hadn't survived. The Executive Council of Australian Jewry has welcomed the apology, noting there can be no higher priority than protecting the safety and well-being of children. Another prominent member of the Jewish community who is now based in Israel is Manny Wax. Now, we have a one-and-a-half-page story penned by Manny Wax about his thoughts about the apology. He reveals he was sexually abused at Yeshiva in Melbourne, and he attended the national apology especially from Israel. He travelled all the way from Israel so he could be there. In a nutshell, he said that no institution should think that an apology, the national apology, compensate for any other form of redress or can ever repair the often lifelong damage that has been done to children under their care and their families who trusted them. But he said he hopes that this landmark government apology will have its main desired effect, which is to assist in the ongoing healing process of the many who have been impacted by the scourge of child sexual abuse within institutions. And he hopes the apology is followed by actions in line with the recommendations of the Royal Commission, upon which the genuineness of the apology will ultimately be judged.
And Shane, before we go, I know there is some interesting news out of Victoria, out of Melbourne.
Yes, it's so a controversial event which would have seen the Victorian Parliament House's prestigious Queen's Hall used as a venue for BDS. The BDS is the Boycott Divestment Campaign Against Israel. So the supporters of that were going to hire the hall to host the Australian Palestinian Advocacy Network's annual Al-Quds, which means Jerusalem in Arabic, Peace Prize for 2018. So this caused concern in the Jewish community for several reasons, because one of the presenters of the main prize was going to be Carr. Also, he's obviously in the past been a very scathing critic in Australian politics of Israel. And the winner of this year's Al-Quds Prize is Emeritus Professor Stuart Rees, who is a leading BDS supporter. The Jewish News understood that the coveted Queen's Hall venue became available through an invitation to the organisers by Labor MP Bronwyn Halfpenny. However, after the Jewish News followed up the controversial venue choice, Halfpenny withdrew her invitation for the event. A Labor spokesperson said the offer was pulled after Halfpenny was made aware of the prize recipient, adding, "The government was unequivocally condemns the BDS movement, and no government MPs will attend or support this event, which will happen on November 29, not in Victorian Parliament House."
Shane Dziatnik, senior journalist of the Australian Jewish News. Thank you so much and have a great week.
Tell us what you think. Rate this podcast on iTunes. It helps other people to find us.